The Middle East and North Africa, a region rich in culture, amazing people, and natural beauty. It is also a place of turmoil, war, struggle, and oppression. People are searching desperately for hope and change. Sat7 is a Christian media network that uses uncensored satellite television to broadcast across the Middle East and North Africa, and is also available globally online. Our purpose is to share the Christian message and to support and empower the local church in its life, work, and witness for Christ. We broadcast around the clock over multiple channels in Arabic, Turkish, and Farsi. Our programs include Christian dramas, movies and talk shows, inspirational teaching, documentaries and church services to encourage believers. Our kids' channel is widely recognized by Arab parents from all backgrounds as a safe place for their children. Sat7 Academy is providing educational programs for millions of displaced and refugee children in the Arab world. Our programming is positive, holistic, and making a difference. We operate almost entirely on donations. For less than $1 per viewer per year, we bring hope to one of the world's most troubled regions. Hundreds contact us every day, sharing stories of how they've received hope through our programs. We broadcast over borders into millions of homes. Our vision is to see transformed lives and a growing church throughout the Middle East and North Africa.
So, with no further ado, I want to introduce our guest, who is Ray Heinen. Ray comes, he was born in Egypt. He was raised as a missionary kid in Iraq. He's married to a Jordanian named Sue, who is unfortunately not able to be with us today. She's doing ministry in Jordan. But this man has, you know, he literally is like the most interesting man in the world. He got his theological degree from a Presbyterian seminary in Cairo, so he's cool, right? So anyways, without no further ado, let's give a warm colonial welcome to Ray Heinen and Sat7.
Good morning, church.
Morning.
Well, I'm glad that Pastor Jim used the word interesting, not wanted. Person. So glad to be here. And as Jim said also, I feel at home today being with the Presbyterians back. This is like, okay, we're going home. And well, while my wife is not here, Jim, as you said, she's in Jordan, but with the technology, that doesn't prevent her to be with us. So I told her, okay, you can watch online. So she sent me two lines. And two lines are very important. She is watching. She said, I'm watching. So that's line number one. The other line, she's probably laughing now. She said, behave. I have the text. Well, Sat7 has been a partner with the church for over long, long, long time. I'm not sure how much do you realize how many years that we have, but it's over 10 years. Anybody can predict or know how many years that Sat7 and the Colonial Church have been partners? Give a guess. 12? Did I hear 12? Anybody said 14? It's over 20 years. By February in 2003, that was the first engagement between the church and Sat7. And since then, we've been partners in God's glory. At that time, Sat7 was just a little small ministry that has one channel on the Middle East and North Africa. What we do, as you heard in the intro video, is just deliver theology through technology. Say that again with me. Theology through technology. So we go to the places that we cannot go to in general. It's enclosed doors, enclosed countries, but without borders. Because usually if you have a satellite at home and you have a television, then you can watch the Christian message of Sat7. Sat7, when we started together as a partners in 2003, were just one channel working around the clock. Now, after 20 years, we're four channels working 24/7 in three languages, reaching out to over 5 million people if they decided to turn the remote. Everybody has a remote at home, at least one. And then the watch the message as we go. We have We can count over 30 million. They heard about Sat7 or watching Sat7 through the year in three different languages. But before we go further to any of that, it's nothing better than going to the God's Word and read the Bible together. So if you will, please stand with me and raise your voice and read loud with voice for two reasons. One, you don't want to hear my broken language speaking and hearing, seeing the verse. But two, the faith comes by hearing. So when you say that loud, you are proclaiming God's Word. You're saying that to yourself. You're saying that to your neighbor. You're making the faith known. So Isaiah 9, chapter 9 and verse 6. Let's read together. For us, a child is born. To us, the son is given. And his government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be Wonderful Counsel, Mighty God, Amen. Another verse we're going to read together from 2 Corinthians 5:15. Let's read together. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who lives. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. And we're focusing on the mighty God and how the mighty God be glorified and known in the entire world through the love of Christ. This is exactly what Sat7 is doing. A Christian media, digital media, and television media that proclaim and beam God's love and bringing the message of the glorious God, mighty God, to every nation and all the Middle East and North Africa. And how do we do that? You look at that picture, can you recognize the white dots everywhere on the top of every building? These are the satellite dishes, which was like a breakthrough in the 80s when people started to have those. And back in the Middle East, they don't have it as the way we have it over here. They just get that one time, no prescription, no subscription, and there is no monthly fees for it. So that's why it's a couple of things. Free to air and uncensored. Say that again with me. Free to air, uncensored. So theology through technology, yes. Theology through technology comes to the Middle Easterns free to air and uncensored because of our partnership together and because it's the church and God's people's duty as believers is to glorify the mighty God and make his name known among the nations, right? So it is the satellite who's doing that, and now with the social media or the digital media, which will come in a few minutes, we'll talk about that, they are making significant breakthrough in this regard. So Sat7 started 26 years ago with a vision and a mission. The vision of Sat7 is to bring the church and make the church grow in the Middle East and North Africa. And not only that, but be confident in the Christian faith and make that faith known among the nations and contribute that in a society and the relevant culture as well. So that's the major vision. The mission of Sat7 is to provide for the church and the Christians, excuse me, in the Middle East and North Africa, this kind of opportunity to inspire people, to make the God's love available, and to make the Lord known among many people. They never heard the gospel before. They never met a Christian. They never been at church. They don't know what the Christian love or the Christian message is. But they can do that through the satellite. You've seen a picture like that, and this is more pictures of it. In every roof and even if every balcony, as you can see, there's a white dish or the satellite dish in there. And this is, again, free to air, uncensored, theology through technology in their living room. As simple as that. If you're struggling with talking with your neighbor about your faith, make sure that through your partnership with Sat7, you are talking to the partners. You're talking to the minister, to the people in the Middle East and North Africa who never probably saw a Christian or heard the Christian message of the love of Christ before. How do we do that? It's through the satellite, as we told you, and that can reach people, and through digital media. We'll come to that in a few minutes. But through the satellite, I'm keep repeating that because I would like you to go back home and remember those words. It's uncensored, free to air, theology through technology. Can you say that with me? Uncensored, free to air, theology through technology. That's all about it. The Lord has asked us to make disciples, and this is the way we are doing it. How the impact of the 25 or 26 years been so far? I would like you to go to our website. We'll see that in a minute always and during the service. Sat7USA.com. .org. S-A-T number 7USA.org. You will see that always after this slide or so. But here is what it is. Our impact in 25 countries from Morocco to Afghanistan. These people are speaking three major languages, Arabic for 350 million people. They speak different form of Arabic. And then Iranian language, which is Farsi or Pars. We call that Sat7 Pars, about 100 million people. They speak form of Farsi. And Turkish people is about 100 million. These are the main spoken language. That doesn't mean there is no other languages, but it's most relative and known languages on all of this people. But look at that number and keep that in your mind while you are praying this week and preparing to come back to the church next week. 97% of those who are watching the message that you are partnered with Sat7 with to proclaim the gospel, they come from a different faith. They never been before in contact with a Christian. Yes, please do. I see that some people are trying to take some screenshot. You are allowed to use your cell phone during this sermon. This is only one time disclaimer you can do that. Not while Jim is preaching. So be careful. Today is the free day, like when you have a diet. But not later on. This is the impact that Sat7 been doing in numbers. But I would like to encourage you, and I'm here today actually, to show you and to let you meet people you've been serving through the years and listen to their stories and how powerful their testimony is being broadcasted and known through the nations. You'll see like four different videos in the coming few minutes. I know that as a Presbyterian, I have to be a 3-point sermon, but today I'm being a 5 videos points of a sermon. So this is another exception. You have an exceptional day today, so use your privileges as long as it lasts. So, and I've been told that we are relaxed. We have no other service today. So if you're not hungry for lunch, we're staying for after lunch today. The coming story is from a 9 years old at that time. She was about 2 years when she started to watch Sat7 Kids. And she grew in faith, and she had to face a hardship. This hardship was through ISIS coming to her village, and they had to go and leave home. And have to be at this place and a different place in Iraq because of that. A terrifying thing that would happen to a 9-year-old. And she carried that with her with a lot of trauma for several weeks, several months. But her faith helped her to overcome that. Not only that, she spoke loud and she blessed all of us with her testimony, the message of forgiveness and the message of worship. Worship the Lord in the midst of the hardship and the message of forgiveness for those who hurt her. You have probably heard about Miriam's story before because we brought that to the church before years ago. But this is like a short clip for what happened at that time and what Miriam had to say spontaneously when we reached out to the kids in the refugee camps in northern Iraq. And that's what she said. You will see right now a short version of it. I would encourage you to watch the whole entire video. It's very, very powerful one and encouraging. So let's watch Miriam video.
قولي لي انت بقالك قد ايه هنا في المخيم؟
4 شهور.
ايه اكتر حاجة انت حاسة ان هي كنت بتحبيها في كراكوش مش موجودة هنا دلوقتي في المخيم؟
كان عندنا بيت وكنا متونسين بس يعني هنا ما متونسين بس الحمد لله يعني الله سترنا.
قصدك ايه؟ يعني ايه الله سترنا؟
يعني الله حبنا وما قبل يعني يقتلونا داعش.
طيب انت حاسة قد ايه ربنا بيحبك صح؟
أيوة ربنا بيحبنا كلنا، مو بس أنا، كل الناس يحبوهم الله.
وانت شايفة ان ربنا كمان بيحب الناس اللي ممكن تبقى أذتك وزعلتك ولا لا؟
يحبوهم بس ما يحب الشيطان.
طب انت شايفة، انت حاسة بأي ناحية الناس اللي ممكن تبقى خرجتك من البيت وتعبتك؟
ما رح أسويهم ولا شيء، بس يعني أقول لله يسامحهم.
انت فاكرة ترنيمة أو فاكرة حاجة لما بتبقي قاعدة لوحدك كده بتحبي ترنميها أو تكلمي يسوع بيها، ولا مش فاكرة ولا حاجة خالص؟
عندي ترانيم.
بتحبي تقولي أكتر واحدة انت بتحبيها؟ تبقى صغيرة وقصيرة بس نسمعها منك، إيه رأيك؟
أكو واحدة.
Isn't that amazing to see, like, yes, you can do that. Yes, praise the Lord. From the mouth of babes, this kind of worship is coming out of the refugees camp for an isolated believer, that she grow up to live the Christian life, and now it's time was for her to practice what she learned over the years through the satellite television, through the progress of Sat7 Kids. And here she is, just glorifying the Lord, as we do, and the All God Almighty being known among the nations. Sat7 started, as I told you, with just one channel that was Arabic. Now within we added the Pars, the Farsi for Iran. We'll come to that, and this is a powerful testimony as well. And then Sat7 Kids, where Miriam been watching almost every day in her life until that happened, and she continued later on with her family and with her sister as well. And Sat7 Turk is the last one we started before the educational channel as well. So these are like the tools that we have, the medium to proclaim the gospel. You can see that started in 1996, and then we continue to have that for the years after. You've seen a couple of things happening in Miriam's story here. One, she was witnessing what she heard and lived. The longer video tells you more about how she realized that. When she said more in a more clear way, as the Lord has forgiven me, it's my duty to forgive ISIS. 9 years old. And then when we asked her to sing a song, was no song but the joy of receiving the Lord as my Savior. This is a generation that is going to be the leading generation, and we are investing on them with you for this particular regard, to make the God Almighty do that, be manifested, be known among the nations. But how can we do that? First, to deny self, as the verse we heard and we read from the 2 Corinthians as well. The first way to glorify God is to deny self, to recognize that you are a sinner and you need the grace of Christ. Many people in the Middle East and North Africa never heard that. But when they hear it, they learn it, they embrace it, and they want to grow in faith. And this is probably the only way for them to know anything about Christianity altogether. It's get better than that. What do you feel when you ask someone to pray for you, as we will see the teams here praying a few minutes ago? This is good, but what about when you receive a phone call during the live show from an Iranian kid, 10 years old, David, asking to pray for the nation of Iran, for the Holy Spirit to visit and cover Iran, and for the presenters and the producers of the program he likes, to be protected and bring more joy to him or bring more message to him. That's kind of the investment that we are doing in God's people in the Middle East, the isolated believers in North Africa and the Middle East. You probably will see that as you go out. I encourage you to take one or more. Take this isolated believer 7 days prayer guide. Go through it. There is on page one, just a summary, and then every page, a day of prayer to pray for an isolated believer. I tell you, it's not too big, and it's light. You can carry it, and you can have it in your fridge, and you pray all week for 7 days. Just 7 days from now, and you're coming back next week for more about the missions and about the giving. But let's hear what David has to do. But let me tell you something. It's going to be very, very quick.
برای ماها، برای بچه توی خونه، برای خانوادت، برای این امسال
پس
میشنویم، بگو
ای خدا خود دوست، ای خدا قادر مطلق، ای خدا زنده
آمین
سکسس کنم به خاطر اینکه که به ما دادی سکسس کنم به خاطر اینکه سر سالیم به ما دادی
آمین
بنده شکر میکنم به خاطر اینکه به ما این زمان دادی تا بتونیم نام تو رو بکشاریم
آمین
افتاد جان دعا میکنم به خاطر اینکه این سال جدید خداوند برای همه بهترین ها رو میکرم خداوند افتاد جان دعا میکنم برای برنامه چسته کار خداوند که تو با این برنامه باشی داری کسایی که خداوند دلست فرم میکنن کسایی که ایمان ندارن قلب اونا رو لمس
میکنن
آمین این خدا رو برکت بده افتاد جان دعا میکنم به خاطر اینکه هر چیز که ما هست هر دعایی هر فکری هر کلسی هر چیزی خداوند می‌بندیم و روح قدوس تو رو می‌طلبیم.
آمین.
برای زبان خواهم رو در دستان پاک تو می‌سپارم و به اون برنامه پرزلی سه مسکره بیدم. و شکر تو پاک. آمین.
آمین. آفرین. چه قوتی دادی به امو. چه برکتی دادی به برنامه.
Isn't that amazing? Like in a one, yes, 1 minute prayer. David unpacked a lot of theological content that I probably will be unable to do it in about 10 minutes or maybe half an hour myself. But that's exactly what's happening. When they get the message, they embrace it and they understand it and they grow in faith. And this is through the Holy Spirit who works on those little souls and bring that peace, the God Almighty, be manifested in a place like in Iran, in a young kid like that. But it gets more than that when it comes to follow-up and fellowship with isolated believers. Let me tell you what happened in the year 2020. Probably many of us doesn't want to know, doesn't want to hear the number 2020 anymore, because the whole country and the whole globe was in a certain of a phrase we called lockdown. We were in a lockdown, so in a way or another, we were isolated believers, all of us, in a way or another. But our isolated believers in the Middle East and North Africa, during that time from March till December, we witnessed an increase of a viewership, 90% for Sat7 Kids, 120% for Sat7 Turk, the Turkish channel, and about 320%, over three times, for the Sat7 Education, which we started years before that 2020 event. And we had to provide education for little kids in Syria and Iraq in particular because of the war they had and the problems they had in their countries. They cannot go to school, so they needed education. So we've been providing the education and the Christian message. But guess what? Every student in 2020 was staying at home. So they were isolated from education. They were isolated from as isolated believers. So we got a great number of people coming up to or coming to watch Sat7. Now, this is for 2022. And look at these numbers. The big number is fascinating and nice. There's 57,000 or more. These are new engagements. Just go back to the slide, please. I'm sorry that this is taking a little longer than it was anticipated, but the 57,000 one-time conversation, these are new conversations with the new people. The 5,800 is about 5,000 or more. This is a viewers who ask counseling. It's not only engaging or one time, but they ask for counseling. So we went to counsel them about their marriages, their problems, they're dealing with different type of sins, and how can they do and get better. So we needed more than just a television and mediums. And you will see right now how the digital media and social media is playing the vital role in all of that. In the next slide, you will see how many people are, how people are doing in that regard. The social media trending right now is like the following. Do you know 9 out of 10 in the Middle East, 9 out of 10 youth in the Middle East, they use smartphones? So you think that the Middle East, they have problems, they don't have resources, but they have their smartphones. Why? Because it's probably the only way for them to get exposed to hear anything about the entire part of the world altogether. So 9 out of 10, and then that's very fascinating when you hear about the average person uses the smartphone for social media or digital media about 7 hours per day. That's average. We're not adding people who are like using that more or having video games or more excessive use of the digital media. But it's the average use is 7 hours, 6.9 or 7 hours per day. That made us move to the digital media quickly because we just not only need to be in there as a platform, but this is a new generation altogether, a new people, a new a generation that will hear the gospel for the first time through the social media. So we had to create something like a virtual part, like a fellowship and follow-up for them. If you go to the church website or you have the bulletin, you probably find the different ministries that the church does, like the worship, kids ministry, women's ministry, different other ministries, Bible study. But that's what we do with the social media. That's kind of the form of the in online social media that we do in there. So you have the social media, a category of the worship. It's like a typically like a church of family services, youth services, women's services, free souls, that's for the new believers who come from a different faith, and the daily bread, because every Christian needs a daily bread, needs to be nourished with God's word. So now this is our the digital media that delivers a couple of things, the theology through technology, and still free for everybody, and it's still uncensored like the satellite in most cases, but provides the growth that we talked about in the vision and mission of SAT7. I would like to stop here and will let you see the next video. The next video is very powerful as well. Why? Let me introduce that to you before you watch it. Because usually when you ask believers to pray for believers, you would anticipate that the big church here is praying for the Middle East because of their problems. But now we open the floor for kids to pray for kids. And last year, remember that something significant happened in Afghanistan? And in that, Iranian kids, isolated believers who lives in isolation, started to pray for Iranian Afghani kids. And their prayers were precisely about what they are facing, because they understand that very well. And they understand that they were been under severe, shocking, new era in there. So what you will watch right now, and please listen to the mouth of the words coming from the mouth of babes, how the Iranian children, isolated believers in Iran, praying for isolated believers' kids in Afghanistan. Let's watch.
خداوندم برای افغانستان دعا میکنم، برای دخترای افغان که در سن کوچیکی مجبورشون میکنن ازدواج کنن. خداوندم تو بهشون کمک کن. آمین.
من میخوام بر بچه های افغانستان دعا بکنم و امیدوارم که زودتر از دست اون ظالمین نجات پیدا کنن. به مردم افغانستان کمک کن، به دخترهای جوان کمک کن. از تو خواهش میکنم خدای بلند مرتبه، در پناه مسیح. آمین.
واسه افغانستان ای پدر آسمانی، ما تو رو تقدیس میکنیم به نام عیسی مسیح خداوند، که تو پدر آسمانی هستی و پدر ما هستی و پسر تو واسه ما قربانی کردی که ما بتونیم کارهای خوبی انجام بدیم. ما تو رو خیلی دوست داریم پدر مهربان، امیدواریم واسه هیچ کشوری نه هیچ اتفاقی بیفته نه واسه افغانستان، دعا میکنیم که سریعتر تموم بشه و بتونیم واسه شون همه بچه ها دعا کنن. ما تو رو خیلی دوست داریم به نام عیسی مسیح خداوند، آمین.
برای دختران افغانستان دعا کن، برای اونا که به زور میذارن اونا عروسی کنن، این واقعا کار اشتباهیه. خدای ما امروز دعا میکنیم که دختری افغانستان آزاد باشه، بتونن کارهایی که خودشون میتونن در توانشون رو انجام بدن و وقتی بزرگ شدن اون موقع شاغل بشن، اون موقع کارهای زندگیشون رو انجام بدن. به بعضی که اونا رو اسیر میکنن و میگن تو باید همین رو انتخاب کنی، تو باید در همین کوچیکی ازدواج کنی، اونا رو کمک کن خدای. در نام عیسی مسیح، آمین.
Yeah, out of words. Cannot be comprehended. But the way they said, well, God Almighty, glorify your name, forgiveness, help other believers, so and so and so. What a great way to see that from the mouth of babes from Iran and Afghanistan, the praises and the prayers are going up to the Father who listened to them as well. These are the SAT7 viewers that you have been part of. This story in the Middle East. You've been part of the God story in the Middle East and North Africa since 20 years. And we look for more years to come as well for that. But God Almighty, it starts with that. When the church realized that it's the church duty to worship in the local church and proclaim the name of the Lord here in town and to the rest of the world. And you see, it didn't come from our vocal words. It came from the mouth of babes, from people who are isolated believers in the Middle East and North Africa. But what we take for granted over here can be a dream for so many back in that area. I'm not talking about the daily bread, daily food here, which is essential. But I'm talking about a dream to practice the faith. There's another one more video to watch, and that's for me is heartbreaking when I see a little kid who got to know the Lord. Now he grew in faith and he understands the word of God more, and his main dream, his real dream, first one dream, when we ask him, what is your dream? The number one dream was for him is to get baptized. Jad experienced the mighty God in his life because of the partnership we have together and because years of broadcasting God's love. Jad wanted to grow in faith, and he did. Now, as he gets more mature in faith, he knows that he needs to obey the Lord and proclaim his faith. But he lives in a very hard area. He cannot do that, cannot tell his family. And it's very hard for him even to find other believers around the area that he can practice that with them. And we ask him, what's your dream? He said, to get baptized. Not only that, he said, I know that my dream is hard. I know that my dream is complicated. But this is what happened when the mighty God come by the Holy Spirit and live and stay in the heart. You want to obey the Lord, to deny self, to whatever cost, whatever this is going to cost you, and proclaim your name. You remember those words when the truth, the word of the John 8:32, when it says the truth will set you free, and you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Dallas Willard, the Christian philosopher, in his book Divine Conspiracy, came with that comment on that verse. He said, well, the truth will set you free or let you flee. Jad doesn't want to flee. That Jad wants to be free to receive and proclaim God Almighty. Let's hear Jad.
Hello, Marianne.
Hello, friends. I wanted to share with you a story that shows what it can mean to be an isolated Christian and what a difference support from Set 7 makes. We shared before about Jad, who is 18 and lives in Syria. Jad became a Christian as a child through watching Set 7 Kids, and the messages and songs on the channel have helped him through some really hard times, even when he was kidnapped.
لأن الله يحبك فهو دائما معك في الأخطار يحميك لأن الله يحبك.
Now Jad's life is stable, but he still cannot tell his family that he is a Christian. Thankfully, he has been able to visit a local church, but his heart yearns to be open about his faith. This is what he said to us recently. I feel like I am living a double life. I act like a different boy in front of my parents, but inside I love Christ. I am a son of God. I try to go to church in secret, but when I am there, I feel like a stranger, and I envy the boys who are there with their parents and friends. I pray, and God gives me patience and strength to move on. But I hope that one day things will change, and I will be able to be baptized and lead a different life. طيب وشو هيك حلمك أو أمنيتك للمستقبل يا جاد؟
هلا حلمي بحسه صعب شوي. بس أكيد أنا قادر إني حققه. هلا بحلم أول شيء إني أول شيء أعمله بحياتي إني أتعمد.
Jad's words show the struggle of many secret believers in the Middle East who cannot share their faith even with their family. We know Set 7 programming makes a huge difference to them, as it has for Jad, and so does personal follow-up. I messaged Jad to reassure him that he has the love of his Christian family around the world, and we also sent him some prayers written for him by Set 7 friends in different countries. بوعدك انه رح كون عم صلي لك يا حبيبي تحت لي هيك تقدر تعيش ايمانك وحبك ليسوع وانت ومرتاح بوعدك انه رح صلي لك دائما. This is what he said. You cannot believe how much these messages meant to me, so much that I could not hold back my tears. For the first time I feel that someone is holding my hand, telling me I am with you. I read the messages numerous times, and every time my tears were flowing even harder. I thank God for the love I felt just now. These are the kinds of conversations that Seven's viewer support teams have regularly with believers who may have no other chance for fellowship. This is the difference it makes when Set 7 can be the hands and feet of God to brothers and sisters who are struggling. If you sent a prayer for Jad or prayed for him, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Please keep praying for him, that one day he will be able to live out his faith in safety and with loving support. And God bless you all.
What a wonderful dream. Simple, but for him, this is a dream number one. He wanted to practice his faith, do his duty, get baptized. So pray for Jad and for so many isolated believers, secret believers in the Middle East and North Africa, to experience that as we started with the verse, the God Almighty, from Isaiah 9:6. And then the way to do that to deny self first, no longer live for themselves. Jad doesn't want to live for himself anymore. He wants to live for the Lord and for him who for his sake died and was raised. Miriam doesn't want to be silent anymore. ISIS did not stop her. and she proclaims the God's story. Many kids in the Middle East and North Africa, especially from Iran, isolated believers, are praying and still praying for the isolated believers' kids in Afghanistan, for the hardship that they are facing all together. And we are here all together to give that kind of support with prayers. And you heard Jad. You cannot believe how much it meant to him to feel that there's a community, there is family, is covering him, showering him with prayers, as if they are holding his hands and hugging him. There are many, many stories like these that we may know or not to know until we meet the Lord and the invisible church became visible to us and we all be worshiping the Lamb under his throne. But till then, the mighty God needs to be glorified. How can we do that together? We put in our strategic thinking the coming 2 or 3 years two important elements that under it there is a lot of things to do with the social media, digital media, and all of that. But to make God's love available and visible in the Middle East and North Africa, we need to have a more programs of the follow-up and discipleship to disciple people like Jad, Miriam, all the Iranian kids, David, others. And to reach out to the next generation, reaching to the next generation is becoming the most challenging thing to everyone, here in this country, all over the world, and especially in the Middle East and North Africa. So, if you thought like after 20 years we're done, this was just the beginning, church. And we have a lot to do to accomplish for the mighty God name to be glorified in the Middle East and North Africa. I would like you, have a look at the website one more time again. And remember, there is something called the SAT7plus.org. The SAT7plus.org will take you to download the app that you can have it in your phone. And when you have that, you can watch live or download the programs and watch on demand. And you say, okay, I don't understand Arabic or Farsi or Turkish. But let me tell you this. We thought before that in the previous world that we live in, not this world, but the previous world, like a few years ago, the Middle East is back there, way too far in the Middle East. Guys, you're in Kansas City, you have the Middle East next door. You'll find the Middle Eastern, like the next door, could be your neighbor or your neighbor of your neighbor, or in the grocery store, or just stretch your hand, you'll find a Middle Eastern to pray with and to proclaim the gospel for. Just use this little tool of the SAT7 Plus. Tell them, watch free content that will bless you and bring joy to your heart. And open the discussion from there. I've seen a lot of new discussions happening with Middle Easterns within the country because of that simple app that we put together. You can reach out to me and you can mail SAT7 and you can go to the website to learn more. But of all of that, remember that the church is a sending agent church, your church. And with your partnership, we are doing that together. So ask the church leadership, ask Jim, ask Randall, ask the mission team, what else we can do for SAT7? What is about SAT7? I'll be glad to give you reports as much as I get invited, if I get invited again. I don't think I will, but again, because I'm probably going over time right now, so that's the only reason not going to be invited again. But in case we haven't met again here, please remember all of those guys. Maybe you remember the names Miriam, David, others, Jad. But remember that the isolated believers in the Middle East and North Africa are part of God's kingdom. It's part of the mighty God that is manifested and glorified in this church and in the entire part of the world. Let's go to prayers and we pray that the Lord that will encourage your hearts with all what you heard today. And I believe that the Lord sent that to you and me for a special occasion. You might be feeling lonely or isolated somehow or having some hardship. Now you can see that you are not alone in that. If you are in Christ, you're isolated from the world because the world doesn't like you. And the world will continue to do the message of the me, I, and myself. Be selfish. It's about me. It's about myself. But the Lord has taught us to deny selves to live for Him. And that's the way to glorify His name and bring God Almighty message to the entire world. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day and for the time that you ought to give us to worship you. Thank you for the encouragements that you give to us and from the Middle East and North Africa, from the mouth of babes, from other believers that we haven't met and probably we may not meet in this life, but we'll meet around your throne one day. We thank you, Lord, for the church understanding, this church understanding of the vision and mission that they have to do to disciple others and to be good for the society here locally and to the entire globe. I pray, Lord, that you keep bless every one of them and to encourage their hearts with this message that they heard and with the people that they proclaim the gospel and made your name the mighty God known among the nations. Bring the peace and bring the joy to every single word because we're not alone and we're not isolated. We are in Christ. We have all what we need abundantly according to your riches in glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.